Joy Tactics.
What's happening? Mm-hmm.
Jack, do you know what this topic is about?
You said the podcast.
This is the
we are podcasting, bro. This is recording.
We're podcasting. Oh,
we're recording right now.
What the hell do you think is going on?
Now I'm eating a fucking pancake right now. God damn it. Jesus.
We're back at it again, man. Another flawless launch. Are you kidding me? Well, sorry about that. God,
this is the worst. I was just saying, I can't even get over it. This is the worst. I am currently eating the driest pancake, Kodiak pancake on the planet. It has three eggs in
Jesus
it. Maybe
Christ.
That has three eggs. I think one egg is the recommended mixture. I put a bunch of butter on it and honey, and it's not
helping training
the sweetness,
for,
the flavor.
What are you training for? You gotta...
Well, got the Kirkland purified.
You got the microplastic fucking delivery system on deck.
That's amazing. Mm.
I can't talk though because I'm bringing my Nalgene in the sauna, which cannot be good.
Oh, that
it's
is
heating up the plastic.
That's life ending.
Put right in the esophagus.
I'm seeing your life dwindle by the second every
if
day.
If by dwindle you mean grow in prosperity and health and wealth as well. And
no,
friends,
that's not what I mean.
I'm not telling you guys about all the friends I've been making lately on purpose to not make you jealous.
It's a hard one to follow because of all the negatives, Eric, but I believe it.
Right. I know I made it a
but
little
back
confusing.
To the question when I didn't realize we had started the podcast, but Jack, do you know what a Dyson sphere is?
Maybe this song will help you. This is a good song by a band called The Golden Dawn.
Well, what if the answer is yes? You don't even know.
Are you guys liking this music?
Yeah.
Yes, I like Jimmy Neutron intro, like Jimmy Neutron intro song.
You like that?
You guys, what the fuck is going on, man? I just want to know. You guys said we're talking about the Dyson
Basically,
sphere.
The
I don't know what that is.
Song, the chorus of this right song now. Is called Let's Build a Dyson Sphere. It's by a band called The Golden Dawn. And I can't even find the original version of it anymore. It's just this.
What the fucking
version.
Hell is a Dyson sphere,
this
man?
Is
I'm
energy.
Freaking the
Chill.
Fuck out.
This
Stop
is an
Chill.
Energy harnessing system that could. What's happening? Oh, it started playing Nujabe style music.
I'm Googling it. Fuck this.
It's an energy harnessing system that
Do
we
not,
could.
Not, Jack.
I searched Dyson
around our sun. That could deliver endless energy to people around the world and even a galaxy.
So it's a hypothetical megastructure. You're saying it's a hypothetical megastructure that encompasses
yeah,
a star
hypothetical.
And captures. Oh,
for now it's hypothetical.
For now it's hypothetical.
Sure.
You're talking mm-hmm. about the atomical energy biter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Essentially, it is biting energy. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about the soul mines, like the coal mines. You're talking about solar powered.
Well, in a sense,
right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And why are you both thinking about that? Because you both seem to be like really on it. Like, let's talk about.
Well, because basically, it's an idea as a child, and then I read it in a crazy, you know, article. Essentially, probably a BuzzFeed article in about 2015, and I thought they stole my fucking idea from childhood to put an energy system.
But your
next
idea was like a plug in the sun, and there's like a gigantic
cord
like
that
cord that's
yeah
the longest cord on the galaxy.
Why don't we put a hamster on a wheel and then throw that at the sun, and then the hamster is gonna be its feet are gonna be so fucking hot that it's gonna be skipping along.
There's bro, after you worked on the hamster game show. I don't think you don't have any room to be abusing and making fun of hamsters anymore. We
trust
all know.
Trust me, Eric. No. The humans were abused much more than the hamsters. Much more.
I know.
One day the tell-all will come out.
I know. Can you imagine? Really what this is about is more than a Dyson sphere, but it's about the concept of endless energy. And what we could right. do with something like that. Jack, you have a question?
Yeah, I raised my hand. And my question is endless energy, you say. Mm-hmm. Doesn't all
That's
stars
right.
have a life expectancy?
That is a good point.
You both are drinking a lot today.
I mean,
I'm thirsty, bro.
I just took the smallest bite of a pancake, just this much, and it's like completely, I couldn't even talk. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Yes, good point, Jack. A star does run out of energy, so I think
relatively
the clinical sort of scientific terminology they would use the word infinite there. Maybe it's like to a degree infinite. But yeah, I don't think infinity does really exist in terms of energy. You know what I'm saying? It does and it doesn't at the same time, because that energy is transferred into a black hole. Now, if you have a Dyson sphere, a black hole Dyson sphere, which I'm sure that will be future civilizations will have
that's anti-energy, which is something we can't even really legally talk about.
right.
Man, this is one of the hardest episodes for me to follow along to that we've done in a minute.
I really wanted to get back to a really difficult topic, you know, and something that we can't the fully Dyson understand. Sphere.
So is this something that's in sci-fi, or is this something that's more popular in the world of physics, Newtonian physics? Who's playing with, what professionals are playing with this concept from the back?
Well, it is a common concept in science fiction. I believe it's in Star Trek and...
Okay.
This ties back into aliens, but the idea was proposed by physicist Freeman Dyson in 1960 as a thought experiment, which is something that we're very familiar with, thought experiments, about how a highly advanced civilization might meet its energy needs.
Can we please come up and just put into place the Joy Tactics Thought Experiment Institute for Ideas and Technology? Can we please get that? Can we get just one warehouse and just have a sign out front that says that, and have a bunch of beautiful men and women up in there all day long?
And basically the rule to the requirement for entry is you have to make a meaningful sacrifice in front of us. That can take that as you will, but if you don't meet our requirements, you're not in.
The first I like... It's his mom's throat. In the fucking mom. Like, damn, yo.
All right, come in. So you're serious about this? You probably have some crazy
idea. Calling the EMT. Yeah, we're calling the ambulance.
Yeah. Get in. Quick.
Close the door.
Damn.
Well, guess what? The three of us would probably have to live there then.
Of course. We'd have to be monitoring and keeping the guardrails on, because who knows what fucking could happen in this. It could get dark, you know.
Are you guys prepared to throw away the rest of your lives? Because I am kind of feeling like, you know what?
What life?
I got it. All right.
Dude. You call this a life?
What are you saying, Jack?
I can't remember. I don't know. Probably something about this warehouse.
No way. Well, I want to. Yeah. So you asked, like, do you guys just want to like throw away your life and start over with something else? Is that what you're kind of getting at?
No, I'm just saying in terms of like living like a monk in this Joy Tactics Ideas Center for Human
Thought Experiments, Institute for Technology and I think that was an innovation.
I'm just saying, if the three of us were like, you know what? No more friends, no more family, no more nothing, no more, you know, we're not even going to work. We're going to live off of, you know, some type of donation system. And we'll just be kind of living in the monastery of the mind.
Doesn't sound so bad to me, man. Put it that way.
I would chill with you
Eric
guys.
Is blackout drunk right now.
I had an engagement. I had a lunch engagement that I had to make. And yeah, we fucking hit some cocktails. Yeah, we discussed business. Yeah, we signed some NDAs. But I'm still here doing this for you guys, because I know you guys need the money for this damn podcast. So I show up.
Just so you guys know, Eric is paying about 180 grand right now to go anesthesiologist be put under to black out his legs with tattoo, so he has completely
it is technically, but it's gonna be a lot of dark ink, but there
it's a cover up. Eric got the Maori tattoos and he's
it's for a movie, man.
It's you don't have to do it permanent for movies, you know.
I know. I know, but I knew Dwayne Johnson might be more interested in distributing the film if I went full. Right. If I went full hog.
True. Dwayne the fake ass bitch Johnson, as I call him.
Dwayne the sexy ass fake ass fucking bitch ass
fake fucking, ass bitch ass rock.
Amazing ass rock.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.